The Ministry of Education will be putting additional measures in place to ensure that Vincentians can take advantage of the new jobs which are available in technology, culture, and other emerging industries across the world. Minister of Education, Vocational Training, Innovation, Digital Transformation and Information, Philip Jackson said, "It's all part of efforts to ensure that Vincentians are well-rounded and can seek employment in emerging fields locally, regionally and internationally." He said, the ministry also wants to see the continued growth of this country's cultural sector, music industry and other aspects of the arts, because they are an integral part of the curriculum which can aid in national development.
I want to recognize the importance of music and other what you call extracurricular activities. But I don't want us to conceive these things going forward under education service as extracurricular. Things like music and arts and so on should be considered an integral part of the curriculum, because we are creating holistic citizens who perceive and act in a deliberate way in national development as a whole, and giving space in an inclusive manner to all the talents that are residing in our students. So in our education service, and that's a watchword I want all ministry officials, education service, service is a new watchword, and inclusive and well-rounded education is the vision.
Minister Jackson said the government is committed to the growth of the creative and cultural industries, and they are offering duty-free concessions of up to $20,000 for creatives to import equipment to facilitate their work.
In that way, I want to remind us that it's the intention of this ministry and the government of St. Vincent and Grenadines to put our money where our mouth is. And we have said, for persons in the cultural and creative industries, you are entitled to duty-free concessions up to $20,000 to bring in your equipment to do your work. We want St. Vincent and the Grenadines, the talent, to be released.
Minister Jackson said the government wants to see the nation's creatives using their talents to tell the story of St. Vincent and the Grenadines to the rest of the world while earning a living doing so.
When you start using those incentives to create and tell the beautiful story of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, St. Vincent and the Grenadines' story started long, long ago, before the Europeans set sail and accidentally landed here. We have to be able to tell our stories in our own words, with our own perspectives. And so those incentives to our creatives, I want you to take full advantage of it. So let us know that together we will help you tell our stories. And when you get up and running, we said that we would ensure that you're able to monetize your content. And Senator Lavon King is very, very dedicated to making sure that very soon that all Vincentian creators can be able to send and receive payments for their services. So big things are going, right?
Minister of Education, Vocational Training, Innovation, Digital Transformation, and Information, Philip Jackson. I am Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.